Let's report on calls to drain the swamp of political corruption in South Dakota. Last fall, voters approved political reforms in that state, reforms including public financing for candidates and an independent ethics commission. Later today, South Dakota lawmakers are expected to repeal those reforms. They say it's an emergency. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Here was one big selling point for the ballot initiative last fall. South Dakota's status is the only state that lets lobbyists give politicians unlimited, undisclosed gifts.
Measure 22, the anti-corruption initiative, will stop that. No wonder the lobbyists are so afraid of it. They say you can't take your government back. Yes, you can.
The initiative drew 51% of the vote, an apparently bipartisan call for change as Donald Trump won the state in a landslide. But now, South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard says he expects to sign the bill repealing Measure 22. He told reporters he doubts the Ethics Commission is legal the way it's set up, and he suggested voters hadn't really thought through the public financing.
I think it's possible that many voters were either unconcerned or unaware of the degree to which those dollars would be impacting the budget.
Grassroots activists are defending Measure 22. In this video by Dakota Free Press, organizer Doug Krenazel talks about a demonstration outside the state capitol in Pierre, South Dakota.
It was at 11:15 in the morning, 15-degree weather out in Pierre. So it was nice to get to meet the supporters in Pierre who are willing to brave that weather to fight for IM-22 and the will of the people.
Whatever the people's will in November, the heavily Republican legislature is ready to repeal. First, 23 lawmakers filed suit, and a judge stopped the initiative from taking effect. And now, here's the emergency part. Legislative leaders say the repeal must pass ASAP. They cite big hurdles to compliance and high costs for the court case. The whole saga has drawn national attention to South Dakota. On the anti-regulatory side, the Center for Competitive Politics in Alexandria, Virginia. It helped plaintiffs win cases last year in Colorado and Utah. Research fellow Scott Blackburn called the initiative a bait and switch, promising to drain the swamp, but then suppressing free speech.
The bait is anti-corruption, right? The switch is then to target a broad array of charitable organizations, and anyone who falls even close to the purview of talking about something kind of campaign-related.
And on the anti-corruption side, Represent Us, a national nonprofit that's been active in South Dakota and several other states.
In South Dakota, the people have had an opportunity to do what politicians have been unwilling to do, that is, pass comprehensive laws around campaign finance, ethics, transparency.
Josh Silver is director of Represent Us.
This is one of these rare opportunities for the American people to actually drain the swamp.
That political infrastructure project that's been getting a lot of discussion, but not much follow-through. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.